Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. My name is Andrew Erickson, and today we're going to be breaking down my 10 players and matchups to fade for championship weekend in week 17. Now, let's get to those Week 17 Championship Weekend matchups to fade. Quarterback Geno Smith versus the New York Jets. The Seattle Seahawks quarterback has failed to crack more than 15 fantasy points over his last two games, with zero QB1 finishes over that span. Seattle owns a sub-20 implied team total in a brutal home matchup versus an elite Jets defense that is allowing the league's third lowest passing touchdown rate of 45%. Gangrene is also allowing the fifth fewest fantasy points per game to quarterbacks, 14.6 since week 6. Got to keep Chef Geno in the kitchen this week. Running back Najee Harris versus the Baltimore Ravens. Since week 6, the Baltimore Ravens have completely shut down opposing running games. They rank sixth in fewest fantasy points allowed, facing the fifth lowest number of rushes per game at 19, allowing just 66 rushing yards per game, the third best mark in the NFL over that span. Baltimore ranks number 2 overall in rush defense DVOA. Steelers running back Najee Harris rushed for just 33 yards on 12 carries when these teams met back in week 14 and only salvaged his fantasy day due to a touchdown score. If he fails to find the end zone, Najee Harris could emerge as a colossal bust in championship weekend. Next up here is wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins at the Atlanta Falcons. Since week 11, when star cornerback A.J. Terrell returned to the starting lineup for the Falcons, Atlanta has allowed the fewest passing yards per game to quarterbacks at 150 yards and the fewest receiving yards per game to wide receivers at just 79 total yards. They also rank number 1 in the NFL in fantasy points per game allowed to wide receivers at 17.9, specifically to out wide receivers who have scored just 4.1 fantasy points per game on the perimeter. DeAndre Hopkins runs 70% of his routes from the boundary, so he's likely in for another rough outing a week removed from an abysmal 10-target, one-catch game on Sunday night with Trace McSorley as his starting quarterback. Next up is running back Rashad White up against the Carolina Panthers. White started in Week 16, but it was really the Leonard Fournette show. Fournette out-carried White 20-7, doubled his rushing yards with the extra volume, 72-36. Fournette also totaled an elite 71% opportunity share as he played a massive role in the receiving game, catching 9 of his 10 targets, 21% target share for 90 yards. He also ran more routes than White at 48% route participation. The rookie did salvage his fantasy outing with 4 catches of his own for 17 yards, including a touchdown score, but the lopsided snap share in favor of a healthy Fournette, 60% versus 36%, makes White impossible to trust in an underrated tough matchup against the Carolina Panthers. Carolina ranks number 1 in the NFL in fewest fantasy points allowed to running backs since Week 10. And per PFF's O-line D-line matchup chart and the 33rd team's trenches matchup tool, the Bucs offensive line suffers from a bottom 3 run blocking grade against the Panthers defensive line. And the last time the Bucs faced Carolina, they not only lost the game, but both White and Fournette were held under 5 fantasy points. Woof. Running back Alvin Kamara at the Philadelphia Eagles. Kamara's touchdown drought finally ended in Week 16 with him finding the end zone against Cleveland Browns. As a result, the Saints running back posted his first RB1 finish since Week 8. But all that glitters is not gold for Kamara, looking ahead at next week's tough matchup featuring the Philadelphia Eagles on the road. Philly has allowed the fifth fewest rushing yards per game to running backs since Week 12. AK-41 has struggled immensely in tougher matchups all year long, and Week 17 figures to be no different. Not to mention, touchdown equity might be tougher for Kamara to find, considering tight end slash running back slash do-it-all player Taysom Hill outcarried him 3-1 inside the 10-yard line in Week 16. Next up is running back Devin Singletary, who's playing at the Cincinnati Bengals. Singletary, with a 48% opportunity share, and James Cook, with a 41% opportunity share, split backfield duties with both Buffalo running backs, delivering productive games in Week 16. Singletary went 12 for 106 and 1, while Cook rushed for 99 yards and 1 score on 11 carries. Singletary had the bigger edge on snaps, 58% versus 41%, and routes run, but the dual usage overall from all angles suggests we have a classic 1A, 1B backfield. Over the last 4 weeks, Cook has definitely solidified his role in the offense, averaging a 40% snap rate. He had never hit that number prior to Week 13. But the timeshare will make Singletary and Cook tough to trust in a matchup versus a stingy Bengals front. Since he ranks 7th in run defense DVOA with defensive lineman DJ Reader back in the lineup over the last 5 weeks. They also rank 5th in fewest fantasy points per game and 3rd in fewest rushing yards allowed running backs over that time frame. Next up here is wide receiver Tyler Lockett up against the New York Jets. Trust the process, folks. We've gone a perfect 4-for-4, fading the number 2 wide receivers facing the New York Jets over the past month. So yes, that means it's time for Tyler Lockett to ride the pine, especially with him returning from a broken finger potentially in Week 17. New York has allowed the fewest fantasy points per game to opposing wide receivers since Week 6. They're ranked 5th in DVOA versus number 2 wide receivers, allowing the 2nd fewest receiving yards per game at 35 to opposing number 2s. Just say no to passing attacks going up against the Jets' no-fly zone. Wide receiver Darius Slayton versus the Indianapolis Colts. It's a tough matchup coming up for Darius Slayton in Week 17 versus the run-funnel Indianapolis Colts. Their defense ranks 6th in rush rate face this season, foreshadowing a big workload for Saquon Barkley and not necessarily Daniel Jones like last week. That will bring the Giants' wide receivers' numbers down back to earth after an outlier performance versus the Minnesota Vikings in Week 16. Indy has been particularly stingy versus number 2 wide receivers, allowing the 3rd fewest yards, just under 40, to opposing secondary wide receiver options. And since Week 13, Slayton has been more of a number 2 than a true number 1, actually trailing both Isaiah Hodgins and Richie James in target share and fantasy points scored since that time. The way to attack the Colts has been through slot wide receivers, as they've allowed more points to slot wide receivers than any other team since Week 13, when starting slot cornerback Kenny Moore exited the lineup with an injury. Unfortunately, Slayton's routes are bound to the perimeter, making him the least likely to take advantage of the Colts' weakness inside. Wide receiver Adam Thielen going up against the Green Bay Packers on the road. Adam Thielen was irrelevant again in Week 16, catching just 1 pass for 6 yards on 5 targets. Back-to-back dud weeks for Thielen with a meager 9% target share, despite Kirk Cousins averaging 50-plus passing attempts, tells you everything you need to know about his fantasy prospects for Week 17 and the rest of the season. He cannot be trusted, especially versus the Green Bay Packers defense that ranks 1st in the NFL in DVOA versus number 2 wide receivers. Thielen was also just limited to 3 catches for 36 yards when these teams met back in Week 1. Last but not least, tight end Darren Waller up against the San Francisco 49ers at home. I'm still very unsure what the Raiders are doing with Darren Waller. A week after he came back, it wasn't shocking that he had a reduced role. But in Week 16, Las Vegas had him running a route on just 49% of the dropbacks. That was worse than in Week 15 when the number was at 66%. Woof. It's hard to project more than middling production from Waller. 4 for 58 on 5 targets was his Week 16 stat line, if he is not being used more like an elite fantasy tight end, especially with a tougher matchup for tight ends on deck versus the 49ers' number 1 ranked defense. They rank 5th in DVOA versus tight ends this season, and allowed the 5th fewest yards to the position. And since Week 8, they are allowing the 2nd fewest receiving yards per game to tight ends at just 32 yards per game.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.